For about the first 58 minutes last night, it started very flat. Yeah. Like, I thought that was an awful football game. Just mistakes on both sides of the ball. Cleveland so undisciplined. They allowed Pittsburgh to be in it, but they were in it by default. Like, Pittsburgh had no right to be within striking distance.
Especially with all the injuries they had suffered.
Absolutely. Connor out, Smith-Schuster out, and then we know what happened right at the end of the game, and it becomes one of the more notable games in a long, long time. And to chat about it, here is a former NFL executive, writer with The Athletic, host of the GM Shuffle podcast, our NFL insider, Michael Lombardi. Michael, have you ever seen a guy rip off someone's helmet and try to decapitate him with it?
No, it was an ugly scene, there's no doubt. It was bad, and the reaction was bad. And to give the NFL credit, I mean, they acted swiftly today, and they also fined the teams, because ultimately, you know, the teams are responsible for their players' behavior, and that was a sore spot for the Browns. I mean, here the Browns, they finally take one step forward, and then they take two steps back.
He's suspended indefinitely, Myles Garrett. I think most people expect he won't be back on the field this year. Would you expect that that would carry over to next season?
I think there's going to be some implications in the next season for sure, you know, whether it's 3-4 games. I think it has to. I think, you know, he's suspended for the rest of the year. I mean, look, they suspended Vontaze Burfict for 10 games, and, you know, right now this would be 6 games, not counting playoffs, and I think that, you know, Burfict was a repeat offender, but this one was really as bad as it's been, and I think that's going to go into next season. It has to.
Michael, do you think that the other supplemental discipline that was handed out to the defensive tackle for the Browns, Larry Ogunjobi, and the Steelers' Marquise Pouncey was warranted? I mean, I understand the one-game suspension, but I'm really shocked that Marquise Pouncey got 3 games for defending his teammate.
Yeah, but he was kicking the guy on the ground. I mean, that's not really what the league makes it very clear. You leave the bench or you start retaliating to somebody stupid, you become as stupid as they do. And I think that he deserves to get suspended. I know people are saying he was defending his quarterback. Yeah, I get all that. I understand that. But there's no discipline. There's no control if he doesn't get suspended. So I think they did the right thing there. Now, I think if I were running the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would say, yep, that's right, we got to fine him. And the next year I would do his contract. I'd give him a bonus for being on the roster that would make up for the lost money.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, what did you make of Baker Mayfield's honesty postgame with Aaron Andrews, where he said it's inexcusable, can't happen, was selfish? I mean, he laid into a teammate. I'm all for it. I think he said what the rest of the world is thinking, but you know that kind of locker room culture, locker room code, so to speak. Do you think he violated that last night?
Well, I mean, look, his actions have to do it more than what he says. You know, he isn't exactly Mr., you know, doing the right thing for the team either. You know, 97 commercials, makes mistakes. I mean, he hasn't played. I mean, people think he played well. They scored 14 points. You know, I mean, it was like he tried to throw an interception on the 20 on the touchdown pass, and the kid made a great play on it. So, I mean, he's got to play better. I think there's no doubt about that. But at least somebody's held some accountability to it, so you got to think that's a good thing.
Michael, are you surprised that Myles Garrett was actually made available for comment after the game?
Yeah, I think you can't run from these things. You've got to be able to stand up, and I thought his statement was really powerful today. I think he took ownership of it. I think that was important. I think he had to take ownership, and I think he needed to do that, and I think it was a smart thing to do.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, are you skeptical of this Colin Kaepernick workout? Do you believe that it's coming from a genuine place in the NFL? What's your take on this?
Here's what I don't understand. I watched Luke Falk play quarterback in the NFL for 2 weeks. It was horrendous, right? I watched Mason Rudolph play for 58 minutes. It was bad. If the play of other quarterbacks doesn't get Kaepernick a job, I don't know how a workout is. Well, I mean, I just don't know. I think it's really a PR sham. That's all you could say, because on a Saturday before a game, I mean, who has time to do that?
Yeah. Well, what I said earlier is if the 49ers are there, I know it's a sham, because he's not going back to San Francisco. Like, we know
right.
It. If the Niners are there, the NFL told them you have to be there. And if teams are being told they have to be there, then it's just a complete waste of time.
It's a complete waste of time. I mean, first off, you have any interest to really execute a contract, you bring him into your own facility, have the ball, throw the ball to your own receivers, not throw the receivers that he's never going to see again.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe that there was enough interest around the NFL that nobody wanted to take the charge on being the team to bringing him in?
No, I think this was clearly done by the league office. I think this is clearly orchestrated by the league. I can't imagine it was done by anything else.
Why is Hugh Jackson involved?
I have no idea. Great call. I mean, I have no idea.
Like, what is the point of having him there? They can't find receivers, but they have a coach?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, of all people, right? I mean, seriously. I can't look, it's truly a PR sham for me. I don't understand it.
Always appreciate the time, Michael. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. Nobody gets off the phone quicker than him.
I was going to say,
I swear he's got that recorded. Thank you. Goodbye.